This is Morning Edition from NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. And with me now is my colleague Peter Biello to talk about the next stop on our Route 4 road trip.
Yeah, and in this story, Route 4 is actually pronounced Route Foa. That's actually the correct pronunciation of a beer they have on tap at Blasty Bow Brewing Company in Epsom.
Yeah, a beer named after the road. That sounds pretty good. I take it the brewery is on the route.
It is very close to Route 4, just about a mile off the road in this rustic red barn with a porch, greenhouse surrounded by fields and plants, a very New Hampshire setting just off Route 4.
That sounds peaceful. I imagine, Peter, you had to do your due diligence on your research and sample some beer.
You know what? I had to, and actually it was really enjoyable. I also got a full tour of the place from the owner. The guy's name is Dave Stewart. He's 59 years old. He's owned the land where the brewery now sits for decades. For years, he farmed it, but that was losing money, so he decided to switch the farm's focus from food to beer. And for Stewart, it was kind of a natural shift. He's been homebrewing since the 1980s, and he really takes joy in the process.
It's kind of one of those things that lights up a bunch of places in your brain. I was a biology undergraduate, so the science appealed to me. There's a culinary aspect to it, which is fun, you know, figuring out what things might go together. There's a community aspect to it, and a tavern, you know, is a natural center of community.
It's here at the farm that Stewart grows the ingredients for his beer, even the hops, some of which grow wild in New Hampshire. Curled around the beams of the porch are Fuggles hops. He says you can find wild hops in New Hampshire if you know where to look.
They love to climb up the wires that are supporting telephone poles. So there was one on Route 106. Yeah, you just find them.
Not far from where those hops climb, in a room behind the bar, they're added to the beer. That's the sound of yeast turning sugars into alcohol and emitting carbon dioxide through an airlock. The yeast also comes from this farm. In fact, the only ingredient that doesn't come from here is the barley. But he says he's going to change that.
All four things will be from here. And the tagline is going to be more Epsom-y than ever.
That fourth thing, by the way, is the water, which is pumped from underground. So why make a beer named after Route 4? It's a highway that Stewart knows well. He grew up in Durham and traveled it often.
You know, you'd hit the Lee traffic circle first, and you'd cruise along, and then you'd end up going by Johnson's, and you'd see a couple of lakes, and then you'd end up at the Trojan Horse.
At the bar, I'm given a sample of the Route Foa. Route is spelled R-H-U-T-E, and is a nod to the rhubarb in the beer, which grows wild along the highway and at the farm. Aside from malty, I can't really come up with a description that'll do this beer justice. So I turn to Ed Burton, a contractor from Massachusetts, here on business.
I'm drinking the Route Foa, which is good rhubarb beer. That's got Cascade hop, Chinook. Yeah, you can taste like an orange peel type flavor. Got a little resinous backbone.
Burton's here so often for business that he's become a Blasty Bow regular. BJ Entwistle from Canterbury is another regular. She's a big fan of the musical guests that occasionally visit the gathering space upstairs above the bar.
They started with just musical things originally, so came for some of those, and those are wonderful. Small venue, acoustics, no amplification, great community. And then the beer came second.
She's holding a brown paper bag with beer she just bought for the weekend. Owner Dave Stewart says he gets a lot of travelers thanks to his location and alluring signage. The brewery is down the road from a collection of trendy cabins called Getaway, which attracts a lot of folks from the greater Boston area.
You know, it's pretty easy to tell that they're not from here, very well dressed, or they're young professionals. So folks will, you know, say, gee, are you staying over at the Getaway? And they go, oh, yeah, where are you from? We're from Somerville, you know, we're up here for a couple of days. And from there, discussions ensue.
I can see this dynamic playing out between customers at the bar. Ed, the contractor, chats with a guy named Dan, an electrician from Baltimore. Ed's daughter sits nearby, and at her feet is her service dog, a Great Dane named George. Across the room is a couple vacationing from Haverhill, Massachusetts. Everyone's talking, drinking, and enjoying the evening. At Blasty Bow, community means whoever comes in, both locals and folks from away.